Shortly past, half past the hour, welcome back to Hustler and Lawless here on TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca. This segment is brought to you by Manitoba Liquor Marts. Win bomber tickets with Manitoba Liquor Marts. Scan your Air Miles collector card in August and September, and you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win one of two pairs of tickets to a Winnipeg Blue Bomber home game. Check out liquormarts.ca for all the details.
Hustler and Lawless Hotline, brought to you by Chris Pennycook of Royal LePage Dynamic Realty, 204-989-5000.
We welcome back to Hustler and Lawless here on TSN 1290, Winnipeg Jets forward Mark Scheifele. Mark, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
No problem at all.
Mark, you've got to start with where you're at, and that's at the BioSteel Camp in Toronto. First of all, can you tell our audience what the BioSteel Camp is all about? And then we'll get into the more of the details of it a little bit later on.
Well, it's just a lot of the, you know, pro guys from around Toronto skate and work out every day at St. Mike's. So it was a pretty good week, and you know, we had a scrimmage the last day, so it was a good week, a good fun week overall.
Who's harder on you, Matt Nichol or Gary Roberts?
Gary definitely is, just because, you know, I train with him during the summer, so he's definitely the harder one on me.
Mark, we've heard about some of the work that Gary Roberts has done with players such as Steven Stamkos and many others. And for a young hockey player like yourself, who's you've said your main goal is to make the Winnipeg Jets next year, what are the hockey-specific things that you've been working on with Gary Roberts?
Well, you know, a big thing is my overall strength, and Gary does a great job with that. You know, he has a different program for each guy in the program, so... you know, my current program throughout the summer has really helped my overall strength. Has helped me, you know, get to the next level kind of thing in my body development. So I think my summers went very well. Has been very good. Very good this year, and I think it's been my best summer all for my whole career.
Is it primarily core strength that they're working on improving, like upper body, lower body, or is it just sort of the entire package?
It's definitely the entire package. Obviously, a lot is focused on lower body and core, but there's, you know, also my upper body has seen big gains in it. So I've seen gains in my entire body, so it's helped, and, you know, being on the ice has felt that much better. So it's been a very good summer.
Mark, you know, at Winnipeg Jets Development Camp that took place earlier this summer at the MTS Iceplex, everyone was talking about the strength and the weight that you've had. So we were wondering if you could give us an exact, you know, pound by pound, you know, weight that you're at right now. How much weight have you actually put on this summer?
Well, I weighed in today and I was at 196. So I've put on, you know, since the end of the year, I've put on like 18 pounds.
Wow.
That's... So it's been a good one.
And obviously you got, you know, you need it because the training camp is upcoming and the Young Stars tournament is upcoming in Penticton, BC, where you're going to be representing the Winnipeg Jets. You know, what do you hope to achieve for yourself at that Young Stars tournament and at the, you know, sort of the prospect camp right before the main training camp opens for the Jets this year?
Well, it's a good tournament. It's a fun tournament to be in. I played in my first year, and it's a nice place in Penticton. And I think a big thing is to, you know, get kind of into game shape. It's you know, it's early, and, you know, guys haven't played games in, you know, in a while. So it's kind of, you know, get your legs under you, get your game form going, and then, you know, going to main camp from there will it'll just help you, you know, I think have that game kind of mentality in your mind, and it'll help you kind of prepare for it.
You're listening to Hustler and Lawless here on TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca. We're talking to Winnipeg Jets forward Mark Scheifele. Mark, if you look at the Winnipeg Jets roster, there's obviously sort of a gaping hole for a centerman. Fortunately, that's where you come in your role as a centerman. You know, do you put any added pressure on yourself knowing what the team is expecting of you this coming season, or are you just trying to, you know, control what you can control?
Well, yeah, obviously I've looked at the depth chart and, you know, see where I can fit in. I think that's what, you know, what most guys will do. But I think, you know, I focus on what I need to do, and you know, Gary told me a lot this summer on, you know, trying to work towards achieving my goal, and I think I just have to go on and do what I control and, you know, work my hardest, and and do what it takes to reach my goal, and that goal is to be on that team.
Mark, have you had any conversations with Claude Noel or anybody else on the coaching staff about possibly playing another position? Obviously, that would be a wing position.
I haven't lately. Obviously, I played a little bit of wing back at the beginning of this season. So, but as far as I know, I've been playing center and Barry. So that's the most I've heard, and I think that's. But any position really, you know, I'd play any position to be on the Jets. So it's just, you know, controlling what you can control. If they put you on wing, play your hardest on wing. If they put you on center, you know, play your hardest at center. So that's kind of the outlook I have on it.
Along those same lines, Mark, if it ends up that, you know, you make the team and you play a couple games and it looks like you might need some more seasoning in the AHL with St. John's, would that be a personal disappointment to you, or would that just be what you figure is just another stepping stone in your development as an NHL player?
Obviously it would be a disappointment. You know, obviously I wanted to be with Winnipeg this year and the year before, but getting sent down to Barrie, it was obviously a disappointment, but... You know, I honestly think it's not really even in my mind. It's my mindset is to be on Winnipeg and not even to think about anything else. It's about my goal and what I have to achieve, and not even having a kind of a backup plan right now.
Mark, we talked about the fact that you were at Winnipeg Jets development camp earlier in the summer, and now you're at BioSteel camp, working out with Gary Roberts and others. Have you had any chance to do anything that's not hockey related, or is it just all hockey all the time for you because you're trying to get in the lineup full time next year?
It's been pretty much hockey all the time, like occasional golf game with, you know, my family and some friends, but, you know, for the most part, it's pretty much all hockey. You know, working out 6 days a week and resting when you're not working out. So it's been basically geared towards hockey, but that makes me happy. You know, being on the ice and working out makes me feel good and makes me happy because, you know, I'm doing something I love.
Mark, we'll let you go on this last question. In the off season, have you had the chance, or have you been in contact with any of your Winnipeg Jets teammates to sort of see how their summers have been going, and to make sure you guys are all on the same page entering training camp and what everyone expects to be a very important year for the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, I've definitely talked to a few guys. I've talked to, you know, Zach Bogosian a lot, just talking about random things. He's one of my good buddies. You know, Ladd has texted me a few times, just seeing how the summer is going. So it was good to talk to him and, you know, a few other guys. So it's good to have already made relationships with some of the guys, and, you know, looking to build on those for sure.
Did you ask Bogo for a loan? Mark Scheifele of the Winnipeg Jets, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Hustler and Lawless, and best of luck when you're in town, and then best of luck in Penticton.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're listening to TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca.